live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center. It's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's a Bayou Blast with our Town of the Week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's not about to defend his marriage, it's Michael Feldman.
Not about the wife? Oh. Okay, got that. Okay. All right, then. Each week at this time, we... memos.
That's right.
Memos, what it is. Actual memos from actual listeners. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for the memos. And we do have this here. This is more of a submitted something or other. How to know if you grew up in rural Wisconsin. So, I know there's a lot of them. But, you know you grew up in rural Wisconsin if you know how to polka but never tried it sober. You know what knee-high by the 4th of July means. You know it is traditional for the bride and groom to go bar hopping between the church and reception. That's good. You know the difference between green and red farm machinery and would fight with your friends on the playground over which was better. You buy Christmas gifts at Fleet Farm. You spent more on beer and liquor than you did on food at your wedding. You hear someone use the word oofda, and you don't break into laughter. You or someone you know is a dairy princess at the county fair. You know that combine is a noun. You let your older siblings talk to you into putting your tongue on a steel post in the middle of winter. You think Lutheran and Catholic are the major religions. You know that crick rhymes with pick. Football schedules, hunting season, and harvest are all taken into consideration before wedding dates are set. A Friday night date is getting a six-pack and taking your girlfriend shining for deer. And then out for Friday night fish.
Take your girlfriend shining for deer. That's good.
Saturday, you go to your local bowling alley. There was at least one, if not several, in your class who had to help milk cows in the morning. You have driven your car on the lake. In the summer as well, I would imagine. You can make sense of Up North, Battery, and Warsh. Every wedding dance you've ever been to has had the hokey pokey and the chicken dance. Your definition of a small town is one that only has one bar. The local gas station sells bait. You hear a bell ringing? Is that your phone? Isn't that cute? It's a chime. Can you chime them back later, maybe? At least twice a year, some part of your house doubles as a meat processing plant. You think that the start of deer season or the Packers going to the Super Bowl is a national holiday. And you actually understand these jokes and will forward them. Okay, so that's pretty much it. Oh, thank you for that. That was very cute. That was from Jim Bradshaw, who's from North Muskegon. Did you know there's a North Muskegon? I knew there was a Muskegon. Did you? Pretty cool. North Muskegon. Probably a classier zip code or something in North Muskegon. And here's the actual memo sent in by an actual listener. An office memo. I won't tell you where it was sent, but it reads as follows. It is with great sadness that I inform you that Kim passed away last evening. As details concerning the funeral are known, I will share with the membership. Please keep Kim's family and friends in your thoughts and prayers. The chapter will send a card on behalf of the membership to the family. Regards. Email number 2, that same morning. Due to miscommunication from several sources, I was informed that Kim had passed away. I'm happy to let you know that information was incorrect, and she's doing fine. I sincerely apologize to all, especially to Kim. Regards, the chapter president. Thank you very much for that, Momo. It's nice to receive one like this, isn't it? Sort of. Yeah.
Poor Kim,
yeah. But she's doing fine. So
good. What a relief.
Yeah. Where can they send those to?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or they can go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Okay. And if they want to, let's say they're into the Twitter sphere.
Yes, they could tweet them to you.
Yeah.
Or 140 characters per tweet, please. Your handle's at My Feldman.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. On the Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Escape. On the Twitters.
I never know what to call those.
Yeah.